Welcome to this week's edition of the West Holmes School Report. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and with me today is Brooke Fox, the middle school assistant principal, and welcome, Brooke, to the West Holmes School Report.
Thank you. Yes, so this is my first year as the assistant principal at the middle school. This is not my first year at the middle school, though. Before this, I taught 8th grade and 7th grade science for a number of years, and then I transitioned into the middle school robotics teacher and the robotics coach. So I've been here for, this is my 11th year here at the middle school.
So what brought on that adjustment to moving into assistant principal?
I had my principal license since 2018, and with Mr. Fiorito leaving, I kind of thought like this might be a fun opportunity to jump into this role and to get to serve the teachers in this building that I've come to know and love from working with for so long, and I wanted to try to make their lives easier if I could.
And while you are the assistant principal at the middle school, you haven't completely left the robotics world. You still keep up with what's going on and help when's needed.
Yes, I was actually just down there for the class a little bit ago. They have their first middle school only tournament on Friday. It's down at the high school, and it starts at 8, and I believe there's 30 teams participating in that. So it'll be during the school day on Friday. I was down there giving some of our 7th graders who just joined the robotics team a little pep talk, trying to get them ready and energized for Friday and their first tournament.
And is this tournament open for people to come in and watch since it's during the school day, or is it just for the teams to participate in?
They are allowed to come in and watch.
I know you guys have had tournaments before where people could come and watch and check it out. And if you haven't checked out a robotics tournament, it's a pretty neat thing.
It is. It's really neat. And that was one of the pieces of advice that I gave the 7th graders that have never done this before. Just have fun. It is a huge gathering of nerds. And to just embrace that and be silly and goofy and have fun, that's the best part of the tournament. So, and I did warn them. I said, you will fail. You will fail on Friday. And that's good. But you learn more from failing there. So I hope I was able to energize them, and we'll see.
And, you know, you're not just helping the teachers in the middle school, you're still very much there for the students, which is great, and you guys have a very successful robotics program, so I'm sure they will do well no matter what.
Yes, I hope so, and it has been really fun to get to work with the students in a different way than in the classroom, being in charge of the school discipline and things like that. I've really enjoyed it, getting to kind of mentor the kids in that way versus teaching them content in the classroom.
And the middle school is none short of having things going on. I believe you guys are getting ready for the canned food drive.
Yes, we are. So the canned food drive, it goes until the 21st, and they will be picking up the cans from the middle school on November 25th. So the middle school usually participates in this. We're actually one of the biggest contributors. So we're going to have a big competition here at the middle school to see whose homeroom can bring in the most cans. And then our Knights Council will do prizes and things like that for the canned food drive. We take that very seriously here at the middle school.
And that is for the Share Christmas, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And on top of all of that, you and the robotics, for those who aren't the scientific type, maybe more sports-wise, you guys have your winter sports kicking off.
Yes. So here at the middle school, we actually have 3 winter sports. We have wrestling, girls basketball, and boys basketball. And our girls and boys basketball kick off actually November 13th and November 18th are their first scrimmage days. So coming up really soon here. We've also got a choir concert coming up, and I believe that is next Thursday, the 20th, here at the middle school too.
November and December are never short of events and activities between the holidays and everything that go along with it.
Yes, that is the truth.
And then a little further ahead, though, the kids get to look forward to getting away from the school and heading out to D.C.
Yes. So our eighth graders are going to Washington, D.C. April 22nd through the 24th. And at the same time, our sixth graders are actually taking a trip. They are going to an outdoor camp April 22nd through the 24th as well. So lots of fun things there. And our seventh graders are actually taking a trip up to Cleveland to watch A Christmas Carol, too. So lots of fun things going on here.
It sounds like things definitely stay busy at the middle school. We've covered a lot of things. Is there anything else that we missed that's going on at the middle school or that maybe parents need to know that's coming up?
I don't believe so. I think we covered everything. Our Thanksgiving break, our last day of school is November 25th, and we are off then on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and then that first of December as well.
So around here we get the first day of deer hunting season off.
Yes, that is very important.
It's hard to believe that we're at Thanksgiving break already. Well,
yes.
I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat with us and let us know what's going on at the middle school.
Absolutely, no problem at all.
That was Middle School Assistant Principal Brooke Fox for the West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.